Richard, the day the Earth stood still, Klaatu comes down. He comes out of his spaceship only to get shot by an overzealous soldier.
Yeah, what a great movie.
Yeah, wonderful. But could it happen? Could it happen nowadays?
Well, one thing that is definitely true is that there are no shortage of accounts of military, what certainly seem like military attempted encounters, hostile encounters with UFOs. There's dozens of these. And so, you know, this is the one thing that makes me think, well, they're just not all secret black projects, because we seem to be fighting these things. And not just our military. There are cases of Russian military as well encountering them. So, yeah, they're here, and we don't seem to be entirely pleased about it, at least at the covert, at the military level, secretly. There seems to be some hostility there. Now, whether it's open warfare, I don't know, but there doesn't seem to be entirely friendly relations, because, I mean, look, just even a couple of years ago, there's one of the few stories that actually got out in 2002 of two F-16s chasing an object right outside Washington, D.C., seen by many people. I've spoken to one of the witnesses in detail and read accounts of others. This bluish object just zipping across the sky just outside D.C. This is a year after 9/11. Two F-16s going across the sky after it. I can't think that that's one of ours. I mean, could it be?
Why would we chase it?
No, it's 1:30 in the morning. I don't understand it. So I think that we are in a, let's say, in a confrontational posture toward a lot of these others, let's call them. That movie, though, The Day the Earth Stood Still, is just, it's, I saw it years ago and then recently saw it again, and I just thought, wow, this movie, it's a great film, and it's a really, it's a smart movie. It's one of the only films of, like, the early 50s that just lays into, you know, American kind of aggressive military culture, and you don't get that too many times in the early 50s from pop culture, you know?
You know, why would we be so dumb to militarily try to get involved with them? I mean, if they got here, they had incredible technology in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, we would be facing suicide.
One would think. And yet, I don't know what to make of these many reports that, I mean, why, for example, I mentioned before the last break, the 1976 encounter over Tehran. It's a fact that we are constantly going after these guys, and when we get too close, they disable our instrumentation frequently, or some other bad things happen. On the other hand, you know, there are cases where these objects have been seen violating sensitive military airspace, and we've not done a thing about it. In fact, during 1975, I mean, I'm sorry I got to go back 30 years, but again, that's where we have got some documentation. In 75, across the entire northern U.S. border, there were a series of utterly awesome violations of sensitive airspace by objects unknown that were hanging out over missile silos and weapons depots, totally unopposed. And this happened many, many times, from Maine out to Montana, all across the northern U.S. border and into Canada as well, Canadian bases there. And in certain cases, these objects were hovering 300 feet over weapons storage depots. And the base commanders typically were terrified to try to do anything about it. They didn't want to provoke whatever these things were. And we've got documents on it. So we're not always trying to knock them out of the skies, it's true. But there are lots of cases in which we apparently are chasing them. And then you've got many, many, let's say, alleged eyewitness accounts. I mean, these are not confirmed by documentation, but there are so many, George, I have to think that some of these are true, in which people say, yeah, I saw this object, and I saw these jets chase after it. I've spoken to a couple of witnesses directly who described in detail how that kind of thing happened. So why are we chasing them when we have no chance of taking them out?
If anything, we have a better chance of getting captured, taken away. Who knows what could happen? And I believe that has happened.
Yeah, right. I do, too. It could be a case where, let's say you're making policy on this, and you know that they're here, and you're thinking, well, how do I deal with this? I can't go after them every time because that's not going to work.